Tonight, a clear directive to Lime to prove your scooters are safe by Friday or get all of them off our roads. That's from the boss of Auckland Transport, Lester Levy, after several riders have been injured, some seriously, when the brakes on Lime scooters have randomly locked up. AT Chairman Dr. Levy is also considering an investigation into the role of paid lobbyists in getting Lime into Auckland. That's after Checkpoint revealed to him that behind the scenes, the former Labour Party president and lobbyist Mike Williams was smoothing the way for the Lime rollout. Mr. Williams has confirmed to Checkpoint that he was paid by Lime to introduce their representatives to Auckland Transport staff and another key contact, Transport Minister Phil Twyford. The California-based Lime company was issued a licence to operate by Auckland Council staff with input from Auckland Transport. Dr. Levy says that decision should have been made higher up and a full safety assessment carried out before Lime scooters were rolled out.
From the outset, I have had serious safety concerns, particularly initially about user behaviour, but more recently we're seeing what could be equipment, either software or mechanical failure. So, yeah, I'm very concerned.
And how have you expressed those concerns?
Well, initially, I think it was on the 25th of October, when, after the recent introduction, I noticed myself a lot of behaviour that I thought was potentially unsafe. I raised that with our chief executive. I asked him to provide me with a summary of how the decision had been made, and I asked him to take whatever action he thought appropriate in order to ensure that this implementation was safe.
Including reviewing Lime's license to operate here?
Yes, but it's more complicated than that because we don't actually, there's no individual organisation that actually has overall control. So.
But just to be clear, you were so concerned about the injuries that you were seeing and the behaviour on the Lime scooters, you asked the CEO to review the situation.
Yes, so initially it was more the behaviour. There hadn't been the injuries yet. But what I was concerned about, and also coming from a health background, and I tend to think about these things, I was concerned that this behaviour would lead to injuries. And of course, unfortunately, that has unfolded to be the case.
What's been the response to your request for that review?
Well, good, but slow. So he shares my concerns. We met with Phil Goff, the mayor, and he too was concerned about the safety. We discussed what steps we could take. Potentially, we aren't the overall regulator. The mayor wrote to the Minister of Transport. The Minister of Transport responded, and they are actually at a national level having a look at safety on the sidewalk overall.
Okay, so understand that, but isn't this the crux of the problem? So, you know, I've seen an Auckland Transport memo where they talk about going into schools and talking to kids about safety on these scooters. Well, people under the age of 18 aren't supposed to be on them.
Yes.
After the trial came into being, it seemed like there was scrambling when people realised there was no minimum speed limit, that they were not legally allowed on the cycleways. So how well do you think the overall introduction was handled?
Well, I actually think that if you look back at this, when we have these new technologies, and there will be more of them, and some of them will be like this, you know, a bit of a surprise or disruptors, that I think we should have a formal safety case that is created beforehand, that is considered with due diligence by all the relevant organisations that are critical to this.
In your view, that safety case should have been made and carried out, completed, before Lime got its licence?
I think for what we've seen unfold, that would be my view. I think that we need to be much more proactive and joined up on this, and I think we should have a safety case.
Well, so that translates to it was a mistake to give them their licence, doesn't it?
Well, you know, that's a difficult decision to make because I think that these e-scooters are a paradox.
Well, given everything that you've seen, as you say, you're a medical doctor as well, the concerns that you've raised, is it a mistake that this trial was allowed to go ahead in the form that it is?
Well, I would have preferred there to be a safety case, but it's not only the Lime scooters. You only have to look around our streets and there's many e-scooters under personal use. So I think we need to very quickly develop a framework for the safe implementation or ongoing use of these. Their license is under review right at the moment, and I know our chief executive is closely involved, and Dean Kimpton. And I have suggested,
but this is all after the fact, so what I want to know is work did you do before you gave them the go ahead? Did you look overseas? Did you look at some of the problems they'd had?
This is one of the issues that has been surfaced, in that this is introduced under what is effectively a bylaw, trading in public places. That's an Auckland Council and Auckland Trading, in Auckland Transport bylaw. In about 2012, Auckland Transport effectively delegated this authority to the council, and that's reasonable because most of this is about people selling cherries or flowers or whatever in public spaces. But probably the people involved with this, at least in my view, should probably have seen that this is more complex than that and probably should have escalated this. For example, at Auckland Transport, we have a safety committee of the board, and I would have expected that that would have come through that committee.
So which people, specifically, well, which people should have escalated
this? I think that the people, the management people in Auckland Transport and Auckland Council who are dealing with this, I think they should have perhaps thought more carefully about this and probably escalated it. They probably didn't realise the uptake would be as popular as it has been.
Well, a quick Google and they probably would have realised that there were problems overseas, wouldn't they?
Well, I would have thought that that would all be part of the safety case put forward. One of the problems here is, you know, we cannot let cool trump safety. I think, because they are very cool and people love them, but, you know, I'm very worried about vulnerable users in particular, the elderly, parents with little children, children themselves. These are people who may not be alert enough, attentive enough, may not see it coming, may not be able to get out of the way quickly enough. They are subject to serious risk in my view.
So has cool trumped safety in this case, in your view?
I think that in my view, quite possibly, but no longer. This is being looked at very seriously and very quickly. I think we could.
What does that mean? Looked at very seriously.
Well,
what does that mean?
I think the burden of proof, when you have equipment failure, I think the burden of proof should be on the company that is providing the equipment.
Well, how well has Lime done in this? Because we've been asking for days how many scooters are involved and whether they're all off the roads, and Lime is not giving answers. So how well are they communicating?
The response is too slow, and I've asked our chief executive at Auckland Transport in his involvement to alter the threshold of this. If we don't get responses quickly, in my view they should take more severe action, which could involve curtailing the trial.
So you are telling staff at Auckland Transport to warn Lime that their licence could go if they don't stump up with this information?
Indeed.
Within what time frame?
Before the end of this week.
Is that fast enough? You've got people with broken jaws eating their food through straws.
There's not too many days left. Even Friday's too late. And that message has been sent.
Okay. I'm wondering if we could just take it back a few steps. How did you find out about Lime Scooters and them coming to New Zealand?
Well, I actually found out about Lime Scooters in Paris the first time I saw one, which was a few weeks before I got back to New Zealand.
But
the first time I knew about it is when I was in a park with my dog and saw three people, one of whom was an adult, two of whom would have been young children, charging around on a Lime Scooter. And I saw plenty such behaviour. Now, look.
Hang on. Yeah. You're the chair of Auckland Transport. You're
Indeed.
Telling me that the first time you knew that Lime Scooters were going to be on the streets and footpaths and cycleways of Auckland was when one overloaded scooter flew past you.
Indeed. Now, it's quite.
What do you think of that?
Well, it's not good.
What should have happened?
Well, I think it should have been escalated to both the Auckland Transport Board and the Auckland Council governing body, because we've got governance responsibilities around safety. We can't exercise those if we don't know.
So what, have you got a problem with the lack of oversight?
Well, I think we've got a problem with delegations. When things are handled under delegations, I think people take those as being complete, but all delegations should be looked at in context.
People listening to this will think it's utterly incomprehensible that you didn't know what was going on.
Yes. The Auckland Transport Board has insisted that when this review is undertaken and the results are through, that has to come through the Auckland Transport Board. Our suggestion would be go through the Auckland Council governing body or committee thereof, but we don't want any decisions made about this unless us as a board have had an opportunity to look at that carefully.
So the decision to go ahead with the trial was made by Auckland Council staff in conjunction with advice from Auckland Transport. Are you saying that decision should have gone before elected officials, before
well,
it was rubber stamped?
I think it should have gone before the Auckland Transport Board, which are appointed,
yes,
and the elected officials, because I think that the scale and scope of this should have been more clearly understood. And, you know, impact is important because I don't want anyone to see this as wanting to limit innovation. But what is likely to limit innovation is all these concerns about safety.
Do you know how Lyme got introduced to Auckland Transport, how it worked behind the scenes?
No.
So, do you know that Mike Williams, the former president of the Labor Party, who was also a director at Auckland Transport at one point, was paid by Lyme Scooter to introduce Lyme representatives to Wally Thomas, who works at Auckland Transport, and was also paid to introduce Lyme representatives to the Transport Minister, Phil Twyford. Do you have any knowledge of that?
No, I didn't know about that. I knew that Mike Williams was somewhat involved, but I didn't know the nature of his involvement.
He's a paid lobbyist.
Right.
So it was payment for introductions.
Right.
And your staff member, Wally Thomas, yep, and this is Mike Williams has told us this, Mike Williams introduced Wally Thomas to Lyme as part of paid work as a lobbyist. What do you think of that?
Well, I guess that this happens and that we would have expected that Lyme would have interacted with our staff and not just put in a application for a trading licence, but I would have still expected to know more about this.
Well, because the thing is, it's about impressions, isn't it? And what? How do you think that looks if you can pay for access, you can get in front of council staff?
Yeah, I don't know if they would have known that he was paid for that, but, you know, basically all you have to do is write to the organisation or present yourself and you would get access.
Are you going to ask some more questions about that?
Indeed.
So do you know the circumstances where Wally Thomas met with representatives from Lyme, whether it was at the office, at a restaurant, anywhere?
I have no idea, but I will be finding out.
How comfortable are you with this?
Well, as you would see, I'm quite uncomfortable with many aspects of this. I mean, we work under no surprises policy as a board member and as a chairman. I've been chairman in a number of sectors. Unfortunately, you get quite a lot of surprises.
And that know. Sounds like it was one of them.
It is.
So where to from here then?
Well, deeper, wider investigation from my point of view. You see, in the end, the duty of care that I feel that we as a board owe to the community is that safety needs to be a priority. And now we can't control all user behaviour, but certainly there needs to be better frameworks.
And the thing about safety is this. At the moment, you have a fault with these scooters. It's not people's bad behaviour. Mm-hmm. It is a random braking fault where people have been catapulted off these scooters.
And as a result, myself and fellow board members believe that unless the burden of proof should be on Lyme, unless they can prove with immediacy that there is not a problem, not that they think there isn't a problem, then they should be removed until they can prove that there is no longer a problem.
Is that what is going to happen? You're going to pull them off the streets if by Friday you do not have convincing evidence that this is under control?
That is the instruction that I have given our chief executive.
And that is Dr. Lester Levy, who's the chair of Auckland Transport. Since we did that interview, he has sought more details from Auckland Transport staff. He says Auckland Transport staffer Wally Thomas met with Mike Williams and a Lyme executive from the US on July 26 last year. That was at Auckland Transport's offices. In November, post Lyme's launch here in Auckland, Mr. Thomas and AT's CEO and a safety manager met with Mike Williams and Lyme New Zealand representatives. This time it was at the request of Auckland Transport. They wanted to discuss safety concerns, including limiting scooter speed. Now, Checkpoint has invited Mike Williams on to discuss his role with Lyme. He declined to be interviewed. We also asked Transport Minister Phil Twyford on the show to talk about Lyme and ongoing safety concerns, and he too declined our invitation.